The Anther Geek, reporting live from the cockpit of my current ride. Just departing from the campus of Fresno State, I am locked within the challenge of coming up with a working definition of ethnomethodology. Being a specialist of qualitative methods, I often find it illustrative to and inspirational to allow my students to try to define ethnomethodology without giving them much help. I have so utterly beaten the dead horse, as it were, that anything that I could put in can no longer be trusted, you might say. And what came up tonight was several good suggestions. But I still don't feel that we got close enough. My solution now is for me and one other student to trick them all next week. We're supposed to not have class next week, but instead I said we're meeting. We're going to have to meet because nobody knows what the heck ethnomethodology really means. So, my hope now is to do through some sort of clever application of optical delusions to somehow convince members of the class to shift their common sense to something that is uncommon. If myself and my assistant Gary can achieve these ends, we will have taught. At that point, the members of the class would have learned. And from there, we can then unpack Labov's analysis of context versus content and, you know, the other illustrations of Weider and such and blah, 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 all the typical crap that professors do. But more importantly, can I trick them? The Anthro Geek, out.